Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 5th, and the whole week ahead. Well, there's a lot going on with Venus and Uranus today, and what that means to me is it's not so much what you do, but how other people affect you. Something tells me that this week you're either going to bump into somebody or something's going to happen that will surprise you, and the surprise is nice. Might be a nice shock, but shocks can be negative, and this is not negative. But what it does tell me is that something completely unexpected could be a boon to you. Here's your Sunday stars. Put the Moon and Mars together in your third house, then this is very good if you want to make your presence felt. This is soapbox time. This is standing on your soapbox and telling the world what you have to offer or what you want to say. It's getting something off your chest. So if there's something that you want to shout about, then do it now. Here's your Monday stars. I love this aspect. The sun in your sign linking to Pluto, your ruling planet. This is so empowering in so many ways. It's not going to be over and done with for a day. In fact, the next few days, you have got to get to grips with anything or anyone that you need to sort out. Your powers of recovery are brilliant. So if you've got to do anything medically or have an operation, that kind of thing, do it now, because these stars turn bad into good and they take negative and make it a huge whoosh of positivity. Here's your Tuesday stars. The moon's in Aquarius, and for you as a Scorpio, this means dealing with home and family affairs. I think there's a little bit of a rift between somebody. It might be you and an older person or a woman, or it might be an older person and a woman who are not getting on. Anyway, that can be overcome if you get involved. Don't sit on the fence. Not a day for fence sitting. It's a day for doing, and it's a day for smoothing ruffled feathers at home. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, your traditional ruler Mars is about to move into Aquarius, and that's your fourth house. This can be challenging, and I would suggest that you read my book, You Can Change Your Life, and look at Mars moving into the fourth house. There's a very good reason for you to do this, because although it means you can get a lot of things done with where you live and your home and family affairs, it can also mean there's a number of challenges. Needn't be bad, because what it can do is sort out the men from the boys and basically show who's in charge. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, with the moon moving into Pisces, what you've got now is lovely, loving, gorgeous vibrations, especially good if you're thinking of having children or have a connection with younger people. There is a pregnancy, there's a birth. All of these kind of things come through now. There's a couple of challenges around that emotionally. So watch out for things like postnatal depression or that kind of thing. But if you get the right advice and support and help, all will be well. Here's your Friday stars. With the moon moving into Aries and linking to Mars, then this is a particularly good day if you want to get Vitality Plus. It's dynamic, great for stamina and for strength. Perfect if you want to get your adrenaline going. So good for you to storm into your local gym, get involved with an athletics club or any kind of fitness regime. This is not the kind of aspect that says look at others doing a lot of playing things. It's about you getting into the whole competitive spirit.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.